Simmons.com.
Washington is under a snow siege, so nothing's happening with the Feds, probably swinging into tomorrow as well. Some fresh snow has landed, lots of it. Though what it means with all the federal agencies closed is it ends up costing us, the taxpayers, more money than you can shake a stick at, like we have spare money hanging around. Ooh, let's go to that secret vault and pull the money out. I mean, it's a crazy number, let me tell you. We'll talk about that. In the meantime, ironically, Charlie Wilson, the longtime congressman from Texas, former congressman, dies after feeling short of breath, had trouble breathing, goes to the hospital, dead at the age of 76. And it was John Murtha who just died. We talked about this the other day. And those are the two that collaborated on that whole secret funding for the Afghans. If you remember the movie Charlie Wilson's War, where a lot of people who didn't know much about Charlie Wilson got the full picture of the congressman who was nicknamed Good Time Charlie. Not for nothing, he was loved by his constituents. Not maybe in some of those mid-years, but he was elected again and again and again. He held that district, that second district, for a very long time, from the 70s through the mid-90s. So we'll talk a little bit more about the significance of Charlie Wilson and where we're at now with Afghanistan, something that he warned about, just abandoning the Afghanistan. Okay, boom, we've done this, and now we're out of here. He talked about what that could lead to, and here we are fighting a war that's costing us a bundle in lives, concern over lives, and also from the money point of view as well. Will we have bipartisan cooperation when things get back to normal and the snow is removed on the Hill? This is a big conversation. Tuesday, a huge meeting, of course, with the president. And all this chitter-chatter about health care reform, and would we see any kind of a movement to make this happen? And I talked about if nothing's changed from the Senate bill and nothing's changed from the House bill, except for a few little things, how do you expect that you're going to see the Republicans jump on board with this, sign off on it, and agree to it? There's talk about timetables. Oh, by the spring, perhaps by the beginning of the summer. I'm thinking no. I say it's dead on arrival. And February 25th is going to be an interesting day to watch on C-SPAN to see how this so-called bipartisan cooperation works, and especially if a lot of it is focused on health care reform. I imagine the rest of it is also going to be on this whole jobs creation thing. John Boehner had some interesting words when he talked to one of the Fox commentators. Actually, she has a show, Greta Van Susteren, and I happened to catch a little bit of it, and it's worth letting you hear, because she got him almost immediately after he had gotten out of that meeting, and here's what he had to say about whether or not we would see this whole bipartisan cooperation, especially how weird it was that they started with health care reform.
We had a conversation with the president, a short conversation, but to the press, who were asking, well, are you going to go to this, and what is this? You know, I made it pretty clear that you've got a health care bill that the president and House and Senate Democrats have been working on that they can't pass. And why they would want to start the conversation there is beyond anything I can understand. I just don't know how productive it would be. You know, we've asked the president all year to scrap this big government takeover bill. Let's start with a clean sheet of paper. Let's find out where we've got common ground, and let's try to do the common sense, step-by-step approach to making our current system work better. Everyone knows that our healthcare system needs help. But I do think there are half a dozen things we can agree on. So why don't we take this step-by-step approach? But I think starting with a bill that the Democrat majority in the House and Senate can't pass is the wrong place to start the conversation.
Yeah, I agree with him. And that's House Minority Leader John Boehner saying, you know, why are we talking about something we can't pass? Because it's just more wasted breath coming out of Washington. So you have all these top Republicans who go to this 90-minute meeting with the president, and then they're just pretty much sidestepping the whole health care reform issue, and of course they are, because you're not going to have bipartisan cooperations when you look at the health care bill that didn't go through, that wasn't getting anything from any support from the Republicans. You know, you're talking about 2,700 pages in that bill. He's right. That's not the place to start. Now, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell also left open the possibility of a boycott. You know, he's saying, listen, you got to listen to the American people. And they're opposed to the bill that the House and the Senate have looked at. What we need is to start over and go step by step. And I agree. I mean, what's the difference? If we keep pushing, you know, I can think back to, okay, we're going to try to get it through in August. No, of course it didn't go through in August. There's a good chance it'll go to a vote before the holidays. Didn't happen before the holidays. Now, here we are in the new year. Forget that whole shoving the old bill through and pulling things out of it. What's the difference? The timetable, it keeps getting pushed and is never met anyway. So if we're already talking about summer, the beginning of summer, you could start from the beginning. You already have, you know what the basis of the arguments are. You could start from there. You could focus on the cost. Cost is the problem. We've said this all along. It's the same old tune I'm always singing. With almost any thread of what we talk about on America Tonight, people follow the money. So we need to know the cost. We need to know the cost. As Americans, we need to know what is happening to our health care. If our government is changing it dramatically, how is it going to affect us financially? Whether you're married, single, have a couple of kids, whatever your situation is, have a pre-existing condition. So they're right. Start, set a timetable, and then really honestly try to do it the right way from the beginning. Listen to what the American people are saying, for goodness sake. That is the key. McConnell's right. They're not listening, and only listening now because there's no choice. If there was a way to get this through, that would have happened, trust me. It's not, oh, we're going to get this warm, fuzzy feeling. We really want to have this bipartisan cooperation. It's that there's no choice now at this point. And this is what all, it seems, most of us are against. We're against putting this measure, just throwing it out there, and not citing anything specific on costs, on ultimately what that does to employers, since most of the country is made up of what we would term as small businesses. And what are these taxes that are being discussed and other little side nuggets that are stuck into the possible bills? So, you know, health insurance would actually, the way it looks in these two forms that aren't going to get passed anyway, would actually be expensive for more tens of millions of people. And it would be a windfall, folks, for the insurance companies, because then everybody has to buy insurance. So who makes out in the deal that's specifically on the boards now? It's really the insurance guys would make out. So why not, if you're really talking about bipartisan cooperation, then don't just talk about it. You have to go back to the very, very beginning and go step by step. He's absolutely right. You may see it a different way. That's cool. Every opinion counts on America Tonight. 800-259-7991. I'll take some right away on the flip side.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Let's just tear it up because it is bad at its core. Head out to Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu, how you doing? High fives out to you.
Hey, Jay. Hey, real quick, listen. It's John Boehner's absolutely on board with this. I mean, you can't, you know, that's like you and I. We disagreed completely on something and just, well, this is where we're going to stand at it, you know, without trying to compromise. There's got to be some kind of compromise. You can't just say, you know, Obama's just coming out and saying, I want the Republicans to jump on board, which, let's remember, about a month ago, we never heard nothing about bipartisanship or sitting down with Republicans trying to get them on board to go along with anything.
No, we just heard that they would start to get beat up, and then all of a sudden the Democrats would say, well, they haven't offered any solutions, but the Republicans are saying that's not true at all. We, of course we have, but you're not taking any of them, and you're just moving forward, and there is no compromise.
Well, but I'm saying, you know, really, we didn't hear the whole thing about bipartisanship.
Yeah.
The president calmed down to the Blair House, because it wasn't really in the White House, next door to the Blair House. And they really wasn't into all this until the whole Scott Brown thing came down.
Yep.
And they're thinking, man, wait a minute, we lost New Jersey governor, we lost the Virginia governor, the president went in fact both them, supported them, we lost Massachusetts senator race, something is up here. And now they're really, now they're pushing for this, but I mean, you know, listen, I live in the great city of Kentucky, and thank God for Mitch McConnell, he's not doing a bluegrass buyout like a Cornhusker kickback or none of that. I mean, you know, I think that, it all needs to be on C-SPAN. We've been promised so much transparency. And I'm not, I said to somebody the other day, they said, I just don't think you like Obama. And I think the guy would probably be a great guy to go hang and have a beer with. I think he'd have some good jokes, good stories. I think Obama's really a decent person.
Right.
I just think his, his politics, I believe he really believes in his politics.
I agree.
I'm not going to say he doesn't. I believe he really believes wholeheartedly that he's doing the right thing. He just, he's been up here in Chicago for so long, and he's going to make sure his buddies make their money on the outside as well. So, I think it was kind of stupid. I wanted to comment on something else. I was watching the tube the other day, and I seen California 2 years ago got a $10 billion, past $10 billion grant for high-speed rail.
Yes.
Is that what I understood?
Yes.
And they're $60 billion in a hole now, and somebody gave $10 billion, or somebody voted for another $10 billion for high-speed rail.
I know.
And I was like, Hades. That's the craziest thing. I mean, the whole country, everybody's just got to quit spending. I mean, it's just like anything else, Kate. If if you're working there and, you take a pay cut from your usual $500,000 a year, you probably make them $300,000. You got to make a cutback somewhere. You got to take a cutback. And we're in a hole, and we just keep going in. I seen Social Security that day is finally in the red. It's in the red. And we've got to make our cutback somewhere, and we've got to tighten our belts up somehow, and it's not get more into my money, because I just got my taxes done the other day, and trust me, I don't want them in more of my money.
So I'm right there
with
you.
I want them out of my check. I want them out of my pay. I want them out of my banks. I want them out of everything. But that's my whole thing. I think John Boehner's a great, I think he's a great rep up there. I do too.
A lot of people dogpile on him from the other side because he cuts through the clutter and they get upset with some of the stuff that he's saying. But he was dead right on in what he said there. He said, look, honestly, come on. Are you kidding me with this? Why do we start there? So it's just like I said this the other day, Stu. I think I agree with you on what you're saying about Obama personally. But these Chicago people, because mostly those Chicago cronies, if I were Obama, I'm sorry. He's got to start getting rid of people. He's got to get rid of Janet Napolitano. He's got to get rid of Tim Geithner. He's got to get rid of a slew of people to change things around and what's happening and the perception out there and what, frankly, the flip-flopping. They're never on message. Stay on whatever your message is. What is the message? I don't know. It keeps changing. And really, because of what happened in Massachusetts, that is what signaled the start of all this so-called bipartisan cooperation. All right, let's move to Jay in, I think, West Virginia. Hey, Jay.
How you doing this morning?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about the insurance companies may benefit off the proposed plan the way it sits now, but I think you're wrong there, actually. For instance, you don't have to sign up right away. If you're a healthy person, you could just pay this proposed fine every so often that the government would impose on you. And then when you become sick, that's when you sign up for the insurance. They have to accept you, and they wouldn't have enough healthy people to offset the sick people, and it would end up putting insurance companies out of business. And what do you know? The government would run yet another private industry. But anyway, I do.
Let's hope not. See, I think the small businesses will be the ones.
If they really wanted to help the small businesses, they would tear down these barriers at the state line.
Absolutely. That's it.
100 people in one state, they could get 100 people in 50 states.
That's right.
And that would lower the cost itself.
Yes. That's right. That's it.
I got some really startling numbers for you.
Okay.
If you spent $1 million a day since the birth of Christ, every single day since the birth of Christ, you would not reach the proposed budget for 1 year under this administration. Is that sickening or what? That would only come to about $733 million.
Yeah, I'd have to say That is pretty sickening if you take it all the way back. But I don't doubt that. We see it. We see the deficit. It's like the deficit clock that is broken in half in New York. That's how bad that it has become. All right, let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
I think, you know, I said before one time about President Obama and what he's after. He keeps talking about this health care now. He wants to have a discussion with Republicans so he can start blaming them again. You know, what this is about, a Chicago Democrat, is reparations. He wants every minority to be able to go to the doctor when they want to, anytime, anywhere, for nothing.
Mm.
That's what this has been about for a long time. And,
well,
and
that's
people
what,
aren't going for it.
Let me stop you there. If that's what it's cloaked in, man, that is so the wrong way to go, as you know.
Well,
because that's the problem. We see what's happened in Canada. We see what's happened in Europe. We see what's happened with that one minister who's come down to have surgery because he knows the better doctors here. Our health care would be a mess if we went in that direction. If it was cloaked in that, disguised in that, it really, in back somewhere in the mental recesses of all this, that's wrong.
Well, look at the people he has around him.
Just
said it. You got to get rid of those clowns.
Yeah.
To get anywhere.
Yep.
And, you know, he's gone around apologizing to everybody. You take this thing in Haiti. I'm really interested, Kate, to find out the details of what really happened with these missionaries.
Oh, so am I.
And I think what really happened was when they got people to the border, that the Haitian government is so corrupt, they probably tried to jack them up for money.
Mm-hmm.
And
they could have been money. You know, the lawyers from Texas went in, and there could have been money that changed hands there. You're right, and that's how the judge could have hijacked them for money. And there is definitely more to this story. There's more to the whole thing.
I hope that's
I agree.
Not the case, but when it does something like that, you just have to cut these people off. You just say, "Hey, you come clean with this, or we're going to blockade the place." And you'll have more people die.
Mm.
I don't know. I wish this president had more experience. He has none at all. Absolutely none at all.
Yeah, well, this is what people were saying on the campaign trail. Wow, the great speeches, everything else. But what about experience? And then, you know, remember what the Obama campaign would do is they point back to other people that didn't have as much experience. And see, I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the lack of experience in the people that he's surrounded by. Because the president has to delegate and has to have people that are strong in the circle, including the White House spokespeople, which Robert Gibbs is not. He's a jackal. He screwed up the other day big time. We'll talk about that and other things next.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network. Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Speaking about when a man loves a woman, hey everybody, your pal Kate hanging out with you on these airwaves coast to coast and all those corners in between on a little old show called America Tonight. The funniest thing I think that I've read recently, and this is from the rumor mill once again, the National Enquirer, has got to be the biggest thorn in the side of John Edwards. They started reporting that he's asked Ryle Hunter, the woman that he fooled around with and had the little girl with, to marry him. See, now he's separated from Elizabeth Edwards, but they're not divorced, and the separation just happened a couple of weeks ago. And Edwards' spokesperson, as if he has anyone left around him, is denying the marriage proposal rumors. He must want to just shut that paper down. Oh, my, oh, my. The Robert Gibbs thing, by the way, that I was referring to, the White House spokesperson, or the flack, was when he was bagging on Palin about the writing on her hand, which was kind of funny, and she made fun of it herself. But because they were talking about the bipartisan cooperation thing, and Obama had just come into the group of reporters, into the room and talked to them and then left, it kind of, you know, it kind of put a pall in the air where he was heckled a little bit by the reporters. Even the reporters thought, you know, whatever. We talked about this on our last show, so I won't go deep on it. But, you know, I don't know what the deal is with him. He always plays it wrong. I mean, I think of other people in that role, the Tony Snows, the Dee Dee Myers even. I mean, I could give you people that represented the Democrats, the Democratic president, or the Republican president. And you didn't see the stuff that you see coming out of this Gibbs guy. I think he's like an incredible liability for the president. But trust me, he will never get rid of him. He is one of the guys that was on the team that helped him get elected. Let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hey, buddy, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
All right, write this down, because this is bumper sticker, mad truth.
Go for it.
All right. Universal whatever equals rationed whatever.
Boy, no kidding. It will be rationed health care, yes.
Whenever you have universal whatever, it's going to be rationed whatever. And the difference between a capitalist whatever and a universal whatever is, when it's universal, you are a passive person in the whole process. They will tell you when you're going to get treated, if you get treated. Doesn't matter how bad off you are or how bad off you think that you are. It matters how bad off they think you are and how much they need to. You are passive. You have no input. In a capitalist system, you have input. You have the money that you have worked for. That's your active life force there, and you use it, and you decide where your treatment is coming from. And if you don't like it, you can go over there. It's between passive and active. And, you know, you were talking about follow the money. And, boy, I used to hate that when people would say it, but over the years, it's gotten more and more true. Have you heard, Kate, anybody, Republican or Democrat, left or right, say price controls? And this whole
no.
I mean, is that too way out there? We're talking about the price going up, and nobody says price controls.
Yeah.
And that's got to be because the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want that to happen. So they're bending over backwards with all these crazy little schemes and plans and schematics. But the last thing they want is for, you know, Obama to say, you know what, from now on, aspirin is going to cost that. And if you don't like it, you can take your company and move to China and see if you can sell it there. And when you do that, we're going to form another company here. We're going to give some private citizens a little economic boost. We're going to negate your patents, and they will make aspirin or pen for that price. But no one is talking about price controls. You know, look at the foreclosures. Now, Roosevelt, back in the first giant depression that we had, he put a moratorium on that. He said, that's
right.
It. Obama could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? Let me see. They gave money to the banks from the people. And so the banks took the homes from the people. I could see if they didn't give money to the banks, then the banks take the homes from the people. That makes sense.
That's right.
But why would we give the money to the banks? Not to take the homes from the people.
You're right. Yeah. I find no fault in that. Absolutely. Absolutely. And nobody has said that. Of course they haven't said it. You're right. And especially whether you talk about the housing situation with the banks, or I loved your example about Big Pharma. Of course not. Of course not. I mean, we could get medicine so much cheaper. Instead, that's where you get gouged, and people on fixed incomes who seem to need the most medicine in some cases, they're the ones who really take it in the shorts.
Well, talking about taking it in shorts, I'm short on time here. I gotta get my beauty sleep, but your Facebook now. Everybody go to Kate Delaney's Facebook, and you'll see my comments and everybody's intellectual propensity written in clear English.
I love it. Your comments are always funny, and sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're just spot on. Thanks, Tomas.
Bye-bye.
He has to get his beauty sleep. This audience, I love this audience. It's rugged. It's about the sleep. No Botox, man or woman, for this audience. No Botox, right? Do men even get Botox, though? I'm not sure about that. Coming up on our next show, by the way, of course, it's Valentine's Day, so, you know, we got to do some cheesy Valentine's things about gifts or whatever. Or maybe you just, nobody can afford any gifts, so just bake some cupcakes. Any of you guys know how to bake? Cupcakes are easy, dudes. You go out, you get a pan, you know, that's got the holes in it, the cupcake holes. Throw in the mix. It's done. Slap on some icing. Throw in a couple of those candy heart things, and you're done. There's your Valentine's. Any woman, too, if you, like, made something, that would be over the top huge. And it would probably cost you, I don't know what icing costs. Let's say if you had some of the ingredients, which would be, like, egg, water, whatever, probably cost you maybe $10, if that. But I think it would go over huge. So if you're tight on the coin, don't go out to some big expensive dinner. It'd be easy, but just make the cupcakes. It'd be so much cheaper, a lot cheaper. Coming up on America Tonight, too, in our next segment, one of my favorite things that we do, we can count. We can count coming up around the bend. But first, let's go to Tom in Kansas. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Kate.
Are you staying warm in Kansas? I'm sure it's something below zero there, or 20 degrees or whatever.
It's actually not bad. I'll tell you what temperature is when it comes up on the bank thing here.
Okay, good. What's on your mind?
It's 27 degrees.
Ah, 27. That's okay.
And the wind is moderate.
Moderate, all right, so not that bad.
Yeah, anyway, I think the White House ought to take care of their own business instead of picking on Governor Palin.
Yeah, he was trying to be sarcastic, and you're right. It just didn't come off well. I get that everybody else was making fun of the comedians, but it just didn't come off well with him. Well, I agree.
Maybe she deserved some, maybe she didn't. But our own president, last fall and again recently, apparently nobody bothered to correct him in the meantime. Or if they did, he didn't listen. But two separate occasions, I heard this on a certain talk show, which I won't mention. They pronounced Corman as Corpsman. And that's the end of that part.
Right. Okay. I get what you're talking about. And you could also say, and which he admits, the whole thing with the teleprompter. So that's why Robert Gibbs made fun of her. But yes.
On the Kerrigan story. Maybe her brother thought that he was strangling Tonya Harding.
Oh, we need a rim shot for that. Ba-dump, bump. Oh, that was good. That takes the cake. You were Al tonight, Tom, in Kansas. Good job, man.
Have a good night.
You too, buddy. You know, sadly, now what they're saying is, you bring up Kerrigan's brother, that it could be that he's suffering from post-traumatic syndrome, and there's just so much going on with that deal. You got to feel awful for her family, because the brother now, and they've lawyered up, and they're standing behind him, but the shock of the father being killed, basically dying, whatever, saying that they got into a scrum and he died, and it's not looking good. And every day some different thing kind of emerges about, well, this is his past. He had all these problems with the law, including abuse problems, and oof, now it's a post-traumatic syndrome. And, you know, it changes from day to day as to what the reasons are, as could possibly be, why this happened. And it's going to be interesting when that goes to court, and it will. And he's going to have a rough time convincing a jury, and Like I said, they did get a good lawyer, and they'll need a good lawyer for this one. We Can Count coming up around the bend.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Lady is doing that whole thing of the push to get moving, and it's all about the kids and fitness and the obesity levels and all that sort of stuff. Well, I saw a shocking thing the other day, story somewhere that I was reading about the Food and Drug Administration. They're considering changing the standard serving size that you see on the back of the packages you get. You know, when you look at the box of cereal, I think every morning I look at the box of cereal. I don't know what I think is going to happen there, but it seems like a low amount, and I think, oh, this, man, this is great. This has hardly any calories in it. Well, they say if you put a meaningful portion size, it would scare you to death because they would see 300 calories or 500 calories. For example, a one-ounce serving size, like potato or corn chips. You know, they show one-ounce serving size is 150 calories, but nobody stops at 1 ounce. Come on. You know, I don't think any of you stop at 1 ounce. So what they really don't tell you is if you take in about half a bag, let's say half a bag of Tostitos. You know, like when you're watching the Super Bowl? That's 2,000 calories. Are you kidding me? 2,000 calories. Man, that's a lot. And like I mentioned about the cereal deal, if you looked at Frosted Flakes, you see 110 calories per serving. But they're getting, it's really four times more than that, unless they're having the size of their hand. If you have a bowl the size of your hand, that would be 110 calories. So there is a lot of confusion as to what calorie counts are. Man, oh, I hate to think about it. Just leave it as it is. We don't need to know. We'll figure out other ways to combat obesity. We don't want the nutrition thing changed. Or, you know, they'll tell you what the box is. If you eat this box, it's that 110 calories. We lied. It's just that 110 right there. That's all you need to know. How about this from the White House? You know, we're talking about that nutball, Ahmadinejad. The Obama administration is now announcing that it's freezing the assets of four subsidiary companies of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and a senior commander. This happens ahead of the rallies. It's Revolutionary Day, February 11th. February 11th is a very big day because there are people that are rallying in the streets, or were rallying in the streets. And the four companies are owned or controlled by Qatam Al-Anibah and most involve mining or engineering projects. So the growing presence in Iran's business community and economic interest and blah, 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 on and on. So these Thursday rallies marking the 79 Islamic revolution infuriated Ahmadinejad, and this was just another way to gig back. And I'll tell you what, I say anything you can do to nail Ahmadinejad or to play around with the politics a little bit, then I think that's the way to go. Because it's just absolutely ridiculous that what we don't have is sanctions, tough sanctions on that country. He laughs in everybody's face because he can throw out and say and do whatever he wants. He can talk about the kids that are rallying, and he can say that, oh, no, that's really Americans. The CIA led that demonstration, or whatever nonsense he said the other day. I mean, come on. This is a sad story in the number count. In fact, most of these stories haven't been all that upbeat, I have to admit. Three Seattle bus tunnel guards watched a brutal beating, and they were saying, look, they were following their company's rules to call the police and not get involved. Here's what they watched. A 15-year-old girl was beaten and robbed in a bus tunnel, and three unarmed guards looked on and told investigators that she thought the men would protect her. Oh, that's just awful. This happened at the end of January, and the guards contend that the company's rule is to do that, to stand back and just call the police. But I find that incredibly disappointing. And now what the Metro Transit General Manager is saying in King County, because that's where it happened, he's saying that we're disappointed in what people see in the video. It's unacceptable. And, again, employees were following the letter of agreement, but it's just wrong. The Metro Transit contracts with the King County Sheriff's Office for, I guess, 68 police officers, and then they have civilian guards that are provided from a security service, and that's what those guards were doing. That's where they were. That's where they came in. So the girl is now in the primary attacker. The girl being beaten. The attacker faces up to 2.5 years in juvenile detention if convicted, and then there's two older ones that face a sentence of 31 to 41 months in prison if convicted. And yeah, that's, I mean, it was pretty bad, I guess. She is lucky that she got out of that one alive, if you will. So sorry to bring up depressing stuff in We Can Count, but it's about the numbers. And the numbers is that the three guards stood around, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and didn't know what to do, and they didn't do anything. And I can see how you would think that. I think if I saw security officially looking people and somebody was, some people were after me, of course, I believe that you got to do what you got to do. So you better be schooled in the art of self-defense. But if that happened to me, I bet you I would think that they would help me. So I agree with the 15-year-old girl. I would think that they would come over and help me. Mm. Let's go to Itzy in Missouri. Hey, Itzy.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there with good. All this snow.
I know. How much snow did you get?
12.6 inches.
Woo!
Last night only, too, top of everything else.
That's crazy, yeah. I mean, it's just snowmageddon everywhere. Well, I shouldn't say everywhere because we've also had people that haven't had any. So you just were in the swath of that stuff. Wow.
Exactly. Mm. But real quick, I had two comments I want to comment on, but I'll comment on the guards. Hang your head in shame, men. Because as a female, I would have jumped in and helped that girl.
Yeah.
Those guards need to hang their head in shame, and the company policy be damned. You just don't do that.
I agree.
Anyway, another caller was talking about Obama and that he must be a smart man. And I'm sorry. Why would a president have his college records so tightly sealed that nobody can view his grades? I mean, when I am called to testify as an expert witness, you better believe my curriculum vitae better be up front and in order. But his are sealed. His grades are sealed. We have Bush's work exposed.
Boy, no kidding. And they beat up Bush for being an average student.
Yeah. And, but see, Obama is probably average or less than average. But the other thing is, too, I knew the Obamas. See, I moved back to Missouri, 16 years ago. And I worked at the AG's office in Illinois. So I was familiar with Michelle Obama and Barack. Oh, please don't tell me they're nice people. He is nothing more than a door-to-door salesman with a glib tongue. And I'm sorry. I have nothing complimentary to say about those two sitting in the White House. I mean, what were people thinking? Yes, I'm a little bit angry because he's acting so narcissistic over this health care.
Yeah.
Good God, shut up already. The people have said we don't want it. It's been a battle. And now he's back on it.
Well, it's not happening. You know that. They're not gonna, it's not going to go. There's no way.
But the Democrats are in such trouble. They're just not getting. I mean, how sick skull can you be? I'm to the point where give it a rest, people. Americans are so angry right now, and pushing this is just going to make more angry. And if Obama doesn't want people to know he was below average, that's fine. We'll find out eventually, because when he leaves office, his executive order that he signed to seal all his records will be exposed.
Yeah, good point. Touche. We're up against it. Itzy, you stay safe out there with all that
you
snow.
You too, Kate. Have a good night.
All right, thanks. We appreciate it. Going to leave you with this one, kind of something to think about. It's from Richard Nixon, who said, "We cannot learn from one another until we stop shouting at one another, until we speak quietly enough so that our words can be heard as well as our voices."
Yes, 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 now.